Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. And today, we're diving headfirst into the wild world of Bitcoin. It seems Wall Street might be changing its tune, you know?
Changing its tune? I thought they were all like, Bitcoin is rat poison squared.
Right? That's what I thought. But this Forbes article paints a different picture. Apparently, there's been a huge influx of institutional money into Bitcoin ETFs. Huge.
ETFs, so like the easy button for big investors?
Exactly. And get this, these ETFs have pulled in like $113 billion in under a year. That's insane.
Wow. So even BlackRock, the kings of conservative investing, are on board?
Totally. They launched the iShares Bitcoin Trust, and it's become the fastest ETF to hit $50 billion. Even their CFO was surprised.
But Bitcoin is still so volatile. Why the sudden change of heart?
Well, the narrative is shifting. It's going from speculative gamble to portfolio diversifier, you know, like gold. Even BlackRock is suggesting it.
I see. Interesting.
And it's not just ETFs. Wall Street banks are getting into crypto custody. Citi, State Street, big names.
Custody? Isn't that like holding the actual Bitcoin?
Yep. And that's a big deal because right now, most institutional Bitcoin is held by crypto-native companies like Coinbase. Banks entering the custody game adds legitimacy, got it?
Got it. But what about those rumors of a national Bitcoin reserve? That sounds crazy.
I know, right? It's a Trump-era idea, potentially using seized Bitcoin. It's still a long shot, but even the idea is shaking things up. Shaking things up.
I'm still skeptical. I mean, isn't this whole thing a bit risky for pension funds and endowments to be jumping in?
I get your skepticism. But look, even conservative institutions are getting involved. Wisconsin's pension fund doubled its Bitcoin ETF position. University of Austin put $5 million into Bitcoin. It's FOMO, pure and simple.
FOMO is a powerful force.
Tell me about it. So while the future is uncertain, one thing's clear. Big money is betting on Bitcoin. Whether that's a smart bet, well, time will tell. That's all the time we have for today's show. Thanks for tuning in to Nutty's Show. Catch you next time.
Goodbye.